Good morning. Rain moved into interior New York and New England overnight. It's been falling steadily for a few hours now. We're also seeing heavier elements start to move into the region, perhaps even a rumble of thunder with the energy and moisture associated with the remnants of what was Hurricane Nate making its way into the area. The system itself is located over eastern portions of Ohio, and it will continue to move to the north and east, taking its tropical moisture through the area, mainly in the form of a light to moderate rain, although some heavier bursts will be likely from time to time throughout the day today. Most locations will pick up anywhere from about 3/4 of an inch to 2 inches of rain, with some isolated higher amounts across the favored higher terrain. Localized flooding is not likely with this, as it's been so very dry over the last 3 weeks to a month, so most area waterways should be able to absorb this rain. In addition to the rainfall, a tropical air mass accompanying Nate, with the humidity levels up and a southerly breeze. This will help push temperatures into the lower 70s for afternoon highs. The rain will wind down this evening as scattered showers, cloudy skies with areas of fog developing overnight, and remaining muggy with lows back into the upper 50s and lower 60s. So we'll start off tomorrow with some clouds and fog. Then, with high pressure building in, we'll have mostly sunny skies for the rest of the day. It'll remain warm, though the humidity will come down through the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. That high pressure will keep it dry into the day on Wednesday with sunshine. However, clouds will move in as the next disturbance approaches from the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes, with a chance of showers by the end of the day. Highs on Wednesday will be in the mid-60s. Back into the 60s with just a chance of a shower Thursday and Friday before we dry it out and warm it up again into the 70s over the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system moving through the west continues to produce heavy snow in the Rockies, particularly in Colorado. Winter storm warnings remain in effect with the potential for another 3 to 7 inches of snow and another foot across the higher terrain. In the Denver area, another 1 to 3 inches of snow is likely today. Out ahead of this storm in the milder air, strong to severe thunderstorms are possible in the eastern part of Kansas and Oklahoma. Strong winds and hail are the primary risks. In the colder air behind the storm, a widespread area of frost and freeze warnings can be found in the northern plains, the Midwest, and central high plains, with temperatures going back into the 20s and 30s. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 48 degrees, with a west wind at 36, gusting to 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and fog, 4 miles visibility and 63 degrees, the dew point 61, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.98 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 18 at Lakeview, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with rain and thunderstorms near 80, Boston, cloudy, breezy, showers, thunderstorms, mid-70s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with rain and highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 80 degrees, a new record for the date. 61 was the low. The average temperature, 71, that's 19 degrees above normal. 0.17 of an inch of rain yesterday, 0.26 for the month, which is still 0.69 of an inch below normal. But the 34.79 inches for the year is still 4.39 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees. The average low, 42. The record high, 83, set in 1949. And the record low, 27 in 2001. Sunrise this morning, 7:02 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:22 p.m. 11 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain, heavy at times today, and highs around 70. Rain tapering off to showers tonight with lows in the upper 50s and areas of fog developing. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy and breezy with showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rain today, and highs in the mid-70s. Rain ending this evening. Overnight tonight, areas of fog, lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain, and it will be heavy at times today, with highs in the lower 70s. Rain tapering off to showers tonight, areas of fog developing, lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, rain, perhaps a thunderstorm, heavy at times today, with highs in the mid-70s. Rain tapering off to showers tonight, areas of fog developing with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain, heavy at times today, breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Rain tapering off to showers this evening, areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning clouds and fog giving way to mostly sunny skies, warm with the humidity coming down during the day, mid-70s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Wednesday, some late-day showers possible, mid-60s. Mostly cloudy Thursday and Friday, a shower possible both days, mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday back into the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.